So I'm sitting here with Amal, WXW Women's Champion. Amal, I saw you the first time in Bielefeld. It was about May 2019, and the people were chanting, "Who are you? Who are you?" And now we are about now, 3.25 years later, and I'm very aware of the know your name now.
Yeah, hello. Thank you for having me. Yeah, I remember exactly that. It was frustrating because, like, people, they don't want to see new faces. They just want to see people they already know, and they don't give chances. So I was quite disappointed that night, but, like, a few weeks later, I just won the WXW Women's title. So, yeah, they know me now.
Because the fans didn't put anything into it at that time. It's time changing. But the WXW always believe in you at that time, seems. And so you're a champion. And you've come a long way since that. And I really appreciate that. Wrestling is very popular in Germany and America and UK as well. But I have no idea how popular wrestling in France is. So can you tell me which status wrestling in France has?
Yeah, wrestling scene in France is like chaos. There's nothing. That's why you don't know about it. Like, there's no promotion, there's no wrestling schools. We can barely wrestle in France, so it's very hard. That's why I traveled to Germany to, like, have experience.
But there's always this clicking point. If you see something wrestling in TV, with me it was a match between Batista and Rey Mysterio. It's a long time ago. What was that moment in France? Did you see anything on TV, or how did you come to wrestling?
Yeah, I was watching TV, I was watching WWE, and I would just fall in love with everything. Like, the entrances, the characters, lights, everything. So, yeah, from TV.
So, first sight love, I think so. Amal, women's wrestling is changing a lot at the moment, and especially women's wrestling is changing a lot at the moment, especially in WWE and AEW. They're putting a lot more focus in that. What's your opinion on that? How do you believe, what's the reason for that, that all the good promotions put more effort on women's wrestling at the moment?
I think promotion puts more effort because also, like, women put more effort. Like, we are stronger, we want to shine, we are training, like, as hard as the men. So we just want to show everybody we are equal. So, yeah.
That's 100% my opinion. I think women's wrestling changed a lot in the last years. But I also I read some things online. They said it's now the easiest way to come into women's wrestling at the moment if you are talented. How do you think about that?
Yeah, maybe because there's so many choices now. There's not only WWE, you know, there's AAW and a lot of big federation that you can have a platform to show what you can do. So yeah, I have that feeling too. That's our chance.
And what I'm really looking for is that the wrestling in Europe, they're collecting the wrestlers from all over the world. I think about Tony Storm, which was from Australia, Killer Kelly from Portugal, of course you from France. Is it that we in Europe need so much women's talent as we collect from all over the world, and I think that makes the wrestling in Europe so special, that we have so much talent from so much countries.
Yeah, I mean, that's the purpose. They want to globalize, so they need wrestlers from all over the world to just, like, if someone sees on TV a wrestler from France, for example, in France, they will be like, they will like it more than other countries. So I think every company needs wrestlers from around the world, not only from their country.
Diversity is something that needs to be more emphasized on, and there's more something I need to talk about you. It's the wrestling, women's wrestling gets more in focus, but there is this thing, it's called the pay gap. Women were less paid in many jobs, but in wrestling it's the same. I have some figures researched. Charlotte makes around €1 million and doing 200 shows, and Brock Lesnar doing 1/10 of the money but 1/3 of the show. So that needs to change. Are you with me on that?
Yeah, of course it needs to change, but, like, it's all about the business. So if you make more money, it's just because you sell more merch, people will pay to see you more than another wrestler. I don't think it's only about the female or male.
So you think if your character is working and the people want to see you, they will pay more money for that?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Interesting, interesting. I don't. Ich habe damit nicht gerechnet mit der Antwort. Amal, 2020 is just in the making, and we're thinking about what's coming for you. I just saw an interview with Olaf Bleich from Tag Team Festival, and you said you wish to work 16 karat gold, and I'm really sure you're doing that this year. So it is a big dream for you to come true this year.
Yeah, exactly. I went to WXW last year and just drink 16 karat, and they didn't allow me to do the show because that was new, and it was too big for me. I was like, okay, it's not for this year, but next year I'm going to be there. And here it comes. Like, it's in a few weeks, so yeah, it's really so awesome to be there.
It's one of the biggest things in wrestling in Europe, and everybody watches this. But you also did, I didn't think it's reaches it. You did your debut on NXT UK? Okay, but I just saw an Insta story from some other people, and I didn't found any footage online about that. So, you did?
Yeah.
All right. Is it? You have a tryout? I read. Is that something you need to appreciate? Want to accomplish this year to get more into wrestling and maybe get to next step into some programs like NXT UK?
Yeah, that's the goal. That's the ultimate goal. I've trained to WXW Academy, and I've had many show here just to set that goal. And I've worked for NXT UK twice now, and they appreciate my work. So I really hope they bring me back.
I'm really aware that NXT UK is something that grows very much. They're doing more pay-per-views this year, and for me, I really appreciate to watch pay-per-views on a time I really like. The last pay-per-view was Friday night, 18 o'clock, so that works for me, and I hope we'll see you there on program. Amal, the crowd is filling, we're almost there. At the end of the interview, I would like to do something I did with Bobby and Julian as well. I have the three same questions for you, and I would like to hear short answers on that.
Yeah.
So the first question is, what do you like better, a good heel or a good face?
For me to be.
Just in general, as more of the role of a worker, but also as a watcher. So, do your own thing on that.
Yeah. Anyways, I prefer a good heel. Yeah, it's more funny to be heel. It's more funny to watch heel work. So yeah, I prefer a heel.
Bobby said the exact same thing.
Oh.
What is more important to you, to be good in the ring or to be good at the mic?
Oh, I'm not good at the mic anyways. So I used to focus on the ring, really, because like I said, there's no wrestling school in France, so nobody like teach me to talk in the mix. So I really used to focus on the ring, but I think it's really more important to be like good in the mic. If you're good in the mic, you can make money, but if you're only good in the ring, nobody cares. Like,
so both things must work. And the last question for today, Emma, 50 years from now, we're thinking, and the people will type into Google Amal the French Hope. What do you want them to see or to read about you?
Oh, in 15 years? Oh, I don't know. I hope they will read that I've been in WWE. I will be the first ever French woman in WWE, so I will make history.
There was no French woman ever?
No, only guys. Only men. So.
But I cannot think of men at all. Can you help me out with that?
André Le Géant, André the Giant.
of course. Oh, I'm so stupid.
Yeah. There was Tom LaRuffa, Tristan Archer, and Luca Di Leo. His name was like Fontaine, Louis Fontaine, yeah. Something like that. Yeah.
So I learned something today. I really appreciate it. Maybe Amal the French Hope will be the first girl in WWE. Amal, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you for having me.